Hello, darling. It's been a while since I've said that. Been a while since I had the opportunity. You've been rather elusive since you dumped me. Oh, don't stop. I don't want to listen. I don't want to hear a word you have to say. I'm talking now. You don't get to decide that. You don't get to decide anything. Because quite frankly, darling, you have proved yourself totally incapable of making reasonable, rational decisions. Oh, I'm talking bollocks, am I? Oh no, I'm not. I have so much evidence, and it's bulletproof. You dumped me. Me. I adore you. I worshipped you and you dumped me. Oh, too possessive. How can you dump someone for loving you too much? Like I said, it's not reasonable or rational. It's crazy talk. Oh, I'm the crazy one. Oh. Why would you call me crazy? This. This isn't proof that I'm insane. This is proof of how much I love you. Still. Because I do. I still love you, despite what you did. What did you do? How can you even ask me that? You broke my heart. You shattered it. And then you rammed my face into the shop. Shards of despair. Oh, you don't remember that bit, do you? Oh, let me remind you. All those girls you've been flirting with. Oh, I know all about them. Your so-called friends. How dare you? I see the way they look at you. They look at you as if they're hungry. As if you're a tasty little morsel. And you are. Oh, I can smell it. You're delicious. But you're mine. You are. You are. Oh, see, that's the real reason we broke up. You think that you're not. It's not your fault. I was neglectful. I decided to humor you. To not be so possessive, obsessive, to give you space. That was a bad idea. Because all that happened was that they were buzzing around you like corpse flies. corpse flies, darling. You know those big fat flies that only show up when something's dead and rotten? I'm not letting you go. Tell me, are the chains heavy? I can see you struggling against them. They're very heavy, aren't they? So strong. You see, I had to be certain that you wouldn't be going anywhere. Not this time. I need you to stay put. Who helped me? Who helped me what? Capture you, chain you up, slaughter all your friends. Oh, darling, I'm only joking. No one helped me. I did it all myself. I didn't intend to. I didn't want it to be quick. I wanted them to suffer the same way that I suffered when I had to watch you. Watch you talk to them, watch you laugh at their jokes. Oh, that was torture. And I wanted them to feel that pain. But I was not in my right mind. Bloodlust. When you first rise, wow. You're ever so hungry. What am I talking about? How quickly you got over the death of your friends, asking me questions. Darling, look at me. Do I look different? A little lifeless, perhaps. A little paler. My eyes a little strangely glassy, but still very beguiling. Really? Oh, that's a pity. I thought you would be able to tell. I mean, all those hours we spent gazing into each other's eyes. Here, let me give you a hint. Fangs. No. They're not pretend or fake. These are the real thing. And that's how I managed to get you here all on my own. How I managed to wrap those chains around you, secure you down. I'm not the same girl anymore. I'm better. I would be careful. I'm still getting used to it. And I don't have a master to guide me, so it's all a little hit and miss. It's all a little precarious. Lots of little surprises. Welcome ones. Like the bloodlust. Oh. That was interesting. Being overwhelmed with hunger, thirst, being pure emotion. Nothing but base instinct and hunger. Oh, their deaths were quick and messy. Their blood was disappointing. But that might be because I've got my heart, my unbeating heart, set on a particular vintage of blood. Yours. I'm not going to drain you. Why would I want to kill you? Do you really think that of me? Oh, you don't know me at all. Darling, I killed those girls because I love you. I did this because I love you. And everything else that's going to happen, well, that is all because I love you. What's going to happen? I'm going to taste your blood. I'm going to drink. Savor it. Bring you to the very edge. And then I'm going to turn you. I'm going to bring you into the dark. My child. You see, you won't be able to leave me then. You'll be tied to me. There'll be bonds. There'll be obligations. There'll be love. Don't worry. It'll be just the two of us. You see, I was very lucky to find a master who was tired of life. A master who wanted to die. But he was old. And the only way for him to die was to be drained completely. By me. I've never felt such thirst before. I could feel him in every vein. Are you jealous? Oh, you are. You are. Vampire can give their life to their child. It's a sacrifice. They give their blood and their power. They give the night. If they want to. You see, you only give as much as you want to. So you can define the relationship with your child. Oh, darling, don't despair. I have no intention of dying for you. I won't be giving you that much power. Oh no. I want you tied to me. I want us bound. If that's the case, why are you still alive? Well, you see, I'm still a little unstable. Whilst the death of my master has given me gifts, it's also given me problems. Surprises. instincts, needs, fancies that carry me away. If I tried, God, I can smell it. If I tried to bring you across now, I might kill you. Full stop. No happy ending. That would be bad. So, instead, I'm just going to keep you safe for a little while. We can spend some time together. It's been so long since we spent time together because you dumped me. You dumped me. I'm still a little sore about it, to be fair. I mean, murdering all of those girls helped. Your sweet little kitty cat. Your darling baby. All the others whose names I don't care about. I killed them all. Slaughtered them, murdered them, drained them. It was glorious. But like I said, I didn't plan on doing that, not like that. I can't take a risk with you. Not this time. I took a risk when I gave you space. When I respected your boundaries. I won't be making that mistake again. So now you'll stay right here. You'll stay right here. I won't be too long. And don't worry, you won't feel the passing of the hours or days. One little trick my master taught me. How to just put you in shadows. To just make you sleep. But not the sweet slumber of night. No. The dazed slumber of those to be slaughtered. Enthralled, mesmerized. Darling. Don't worry, Luna. It'll be like taking a nap. Darling, oh, darling, I love you. I love you. Darling, darling, I love you. Such a clever little trick. It helps that you're so used to me calling you darling. Didn't even feel the push. I could drain you right now. I could take your blood. I can smell it. Oh. I could just sink my teeth in and No. I have a plan. I did this for a reason. I did this because I love you. And because I love you, I won't kill you. Oh no. But I am going to kill someone because all this hunger is just gnawing me. Driving me a little crazy. I need to feed. But not on you, not yet. I'll find a tasty little snack. Drain them and hope it takes the edge off because I'll share a little worry, a little concern. Darling, I think I might be a little mad. This hunger, this thirst, it's more than I expected. I might be a bit crazy. Bloodlust. Maybe I do need a master. I need no such thing. All I need is you. All I need is to take the edge off and then I'll bring you across. But first I need to feed. Sit well. I'll be back. I can hear a heartbeat. I can. There's someone. Dinner. Oh, I do love delivery. Sleep well. I love you. I'll be back. But first, dinner.